Lessons from the Lave, live from Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, known to you as Yeshiva University, my alma mater. First of all and foremost, I want to dedicate the shir for Refuah Shleima. I don't know if you guys are aware of one of our Talmidim from Lave HaTorah, who unfortunately is sick with cancer. Aaron Yitzchak, Bain Brina, the Rebbeinu Shalom Shetzeven, just mamish, I was walking here and one of the Talmidim told me that there's somebody, so Hashem Shetzeven, Refuah Shleima B'soch, Shar Chole Yisrael. Also, it's quite apropos, I wasn't supposed to be here this week. I want to thank Yosef. It's okay? Is Yosef your name, really? I know you as Joe, but I could call you Yosef. Yosef, one of my premier Talmidim. No offense to anyone else. But you're the one that pushed me. I didn't want to do this. And it's the night before. This is the worst night. This is when I pack. And then I curse out my kill children that they send so much stuff on Amazon and I can't fit everything in and I'm never good at this and I've been doing this for years and I can't figure out how to get everything in the bag. And I'm here instead of Baruch Hashem and teaching Torah. So Yishkoyach to Yishkoyach for the guys for coming, for not making this embarrassing for me. They'll be like, oh, Charles had 80 guys. Where are you? Baruch Hashem. Also, it's very apropos for me. It's 2 weeks before my grandfather's yahrzeit. My grandfather, Yaakov Yitzchak, was Ben Nachman Doiv was one of the founders of Yeshiva University. He's someone who I think would quell if he saw, and this building was never here, what has happened to this amazing university. He was responsible for making Yeshiva College into a university. He's very close with Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. We'll be using a vort from Rav Aaron, who my grandfather was close with as well, but certainly became closer with when my father was in the shir. And Baruch Hashem, I had the schus of being in shir as well. So this year on Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's yahrzeit, I took upon myself a challenge. I took upon myself a lot of challenges for the Yom Noraim, Baruch Hashem. Some of them I'm keeping too. And one of them is that I want to learn a new piece of Torah from Rav Aaron. Baruch Hashem, on YU Torah, there's so much of Rav Aaron's Torah. There's a lot of videos. It's really remarkable. And Rav Aaron, Baruch Hashem, when I was in Shir here in YU, and this is hard for you to believe, he used to give Shir for 2.5 hours every day. 2.5 hours, I can tell you, I never for a second felt, it's hard to believe, right? Because now you guys are like already like, is he done yet? He didn't start yet. I don't know. Is it 20 minutes starts from when he actually says Torah or whatever? Okay, fine. So I found all the shirim on YU Torah of Rav Aaron's was like an hour, 27 minutes. I found a shir that was like 28 minutes. I'm like, that's the one I'm going to listen to. I committed to it, but I didn't say how many. And if I understand correctly, it was the dinner for the girls' school Shulama. And it was 1987, and it was on this parsha. And I related it very, very briefly in a Lessons from the Lave, you know, the 3-minute one. And it means so much to me because I think it's such an important lesson. Dafka, guys that are sitting here in YU, guys that are, you know, moving on with their lives and going into the professional world. So, first and foremost, we know that according to Kabbalah, each of the avos symbolized another midah. Titen chesed li Avram, right? Our parshas that we were reading, Avram, Avinu, chesed, chesed, chesed. Yitzchak Avinu is known for gvura, which we'll discuss at great length. And Yaakov was tferet. Tferet is actually a combination of chesed and tferes. The synthesis of the two, as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would say. What's gvura? So when we think about gvura, the first person that comes to mind would be the Rock. That's gvura, you know, a strong, big guy. The Rock, that's who it is. I don't know if you know. A few days ago, Floyd Mayweather went to Eish HaTorah. He was there, so I just spoke to somebody who was there with him, Rabbi Rabbi Berg, who heads at Eish HaTorah, and he was like, "Ooh, that was an interesting visit." I'm not going to say why Torah why, but he had some interesting things to say. You know, those are the bad boxer, that big guy. That's not what gvura is. Come on, that's not what gvura is. Gvura clearly is not talking about physical strength. It talks about something called perseverance. And I want to delve into the parsha and something very interesting. Yitzchak is not mentioned. Of all the avos, he's the least mentioned. This is his parsha. That's it. That's it. Last week he's mentioned a little bit. Think about it. Not mentioned a lot. And you know Yitzchak has this very, very, very difficult life, right? So I just want to read you a few psukim. That's quite remarkable because there are so many, literally dozens of psukim that talk about a very strange occurrence that happens in our parsha. Vayeshev Yitzchak. So now Yitzchak comes onto the scene And what does he do with his time? Vayichfor et be'eros hamayim asher chafru b'nei Avram Avinu. V'yistumu ha'plishtim. Acharei mos Avram v'yikra lahem shemois. Shemois asher, yikra lahem aviv. Yitzchak dugs anew the wells, which his father had dug initially. We're talking about wells, of course, that were water, so people that would walk around would be able to part of the chesed, right? I don't know if you've ever seen this, but in Ramat Beit Shemesh, we have this a lot. Ayalon, you're walking up Ayalon, somebody put a water station there. Please drink, be merry, great. I know on the way to my sister-in-law, they also have a cold water machine. It's a machaya. That's what Avram Avinu believed. But for some reason, when Avram dies, the plishtim, they take all of the be'erus and they fill them up. And afterwards, after now Avram died, so now he goes back and he gives them the same names. And he says, I'm going to go ahead and take care of it. Now, we now, so then it's Vayichru, Avdei Yitzchak, Benachal, V'matzah Shem Be'er, Mayim Chaim. So he digs them up and water, of course, comes forth. And then he has all these different names that he gives it, Vayichru Be'er, Acheres, Vayichru Aleh, Vayichru Shemo, Sitna. Right? Famous Rashi over there. What does it mean, Sitna, says Rashi. So he says, we don't read it Sitna, the old French, it means something else. And this happened three times. And the Plishtim go back, go forth. So the Ramban asks, what's going on here? Why are we spending so much time on these Pesukim? There's a problem here, right? We know how careful we are not to waste any time. So let me read you the words of, actually, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, who quotes this Ramban. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik quotes this Rabbeinu Bechaya at length. Peyush HaRamban, Ma she'erichu ha-Torah, why did the Torah spend so much time the Sipur ha-Be'eros, the digging of, it's so boring, the digging of the wells. These are the parshas like awesome, right? You know, I don't know if you remember, but when you get to like Vayikra, you're like, oh my God, here we go, Korbanos, you know? This is the fun parshas, Be'eros, wells, why? Megala leino kolkach. It's going to be megala. It's going to a hidden secret. It's not talking about l'chvoy gadol Yitzchak, how great Yitzchak was that he took on his father's ways. Although we will comment on that. Aval tam hasiper l'zeh. The reason why I told the story sheim remez al ha'asid ki ber mayim chayim that we just read in the pasuk is talking about the Beis Hamikdash makar achayim hu, and he says like this. Habe'er harishon kara esek remez lebayis rishon. He says that there were three different types of be'erus that he built, as we just said. One of them, we just said, was called esek, an allusion to the first Beis Hamikdash, because hit ashku, the Jewish people and the adversaries, and they managed to destroy the first Beis Hamikdash. The second one was called sitna, like we just said, hated. Illustrates the great hatred that they had, even worse, during the second Beis Hamikdash, and unfortunately the hatred that we had for our fellow Jews. But Baruch Hashem, the third one, is talking about the third Beis Hamikdash. Says the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechaya, and that will never be destroyed. Okay, beautiful Peirush, I love it. I need some more. I need to understand what's going on over here. So listen, carefully. Says Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, there is a challenge. Yitzchak, perhaps, is the most challenging of all the avos. If we think about his challenge, at 37 years old, his dad comes up and he goes, psst, come here. Not 8 years old, not 13. He goes, psst, come here. So here's the thing. So I need to bring music korban. He says, wow, really? He says, yeah, it's the 10 tests of God, you know. And what does Yitzchak do? He says, do me a favor, Dad. Can you please tie me down? Because I'm afraid. I'm 37 years old. You know, when I see that knife, what do you think is going to happen? I'm probably going to try to fight. Tie me down so you can... Wow. Let's remember, this is not called Akedas Avraham. It's called Akedas Yitzchak. Because he was 37. It was his Akedah. What happened, though? Persevered. He had a lot of challenges. I don't know if you remember the challenges he had. Of course you do. Right? His mother, in the infinite wisdom, took away the bad influence of Yishmael. But now the Maisa of Osim and Labanim, which of course we refer to all the time when we talk about these parshios, is called, the word Rav Aaron Soloveitchik called Gvura, is called perseverance. Perseverance. That's what he had. The Plishtim filled the wells, he digs them again. They fill them again. So yes, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bachaya is talking about, yes, physically they did it, but spiritually it's the Gayim. They're always trying to trip us up. And if I may, you have Yishmaels and you have Esavs. Yishmaels are much easier in my opinion. Why? Because you go up to an Arab and he comes up to you and goes, Alu Ahmar. You know he wants to kill you. It's easy. The worst are the Esavs. They put their arm around, oh, happy Thanksgiving. How are you? Merry Christmas. Ah. I'm sorry, I have to tell you a terrible story. I'm sorry. I was in a store today. And they, you know, now just the minhag is, everybody knows, Shloshim Yom. For Shloshim Yom, Klodim Machag, so you have to pay all the music. They're playing all the every news, and they're playing it. And all of a sudden, I found myself singing the niggun. Dai, lai, lai, dai, 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 lai, lai, lai. I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? Spirit, perhaps worse. The perseverance is that we don't know. I understand what they're trying to do. They keep digging them back up over and over again. No, don't get frustrated. Don't despair. Because you know what the greatest thing in life is? Listen to what I'm saying. The greatest thing in life is called failure. Failure really builds us. Because if you don't have failure in your life, you have a problem. I said this last week to the guys. I actually spoke to Rav Paltiosh here. And we were talking about dating and marriage. I said, you know, I don't know if you remember, but Rav Paltiosh, like, that's his topic. I said, I'm sorry in front of the Rebbe to speak about this. I said, you should not get married. Listen, this is my advice. You cannot get married to the girl. You can't get engaged until you get into a fight with her. You have to see how she reacts to fights. Failure. Ah. But then we get right back up. Do not despair. There's no yush. Obviously made more famous by Rav Nachman. There's no yush ba'ilam. Nothing. Right? If you lost styros, even the... Nothing. And that's why Yitzhak Avinu says, I'm doing what my father did, but then he takes a step further. He says, it's not enough. I need to build my own path. My father was my father. Chesed was great, but now I have a new level called Gvura, perseverance. Failure is an option only if I get up again. And then he builds Rechoivos. He builds Be'er Sheva. That's Gvura, determination. That's what the Rabbeinu Chai is saying. Don't give up. I'm going to dig and I'm going to redig. Myself, Simon Bonham, teaches us that lesson. You have to take your parents' ways. We have to learn the great things from our parents, and then we have to persevere, and we have to do even more. That's what a person has to do. That's the key, Rabbi Isai. That's what the Rabbeinu Chai is saying. That's the three Batei Mikdashos that we're talking about. The Ramban says that these are the spiritual and moral wells. Chesed alone, excuse me for saying Leva Torah, is doomed. You can't just be a chesed guy. I'm sorry. Chesed has to come with Gevura. Not giving up, standing up to things. But Gevura, what do we learn in our parsha? Ah, Shnei Goyim Bivnech. And something remarkable happens. Yitzchak, the Yitzchak, that guy we just spoke about. This guy, perseverance, who does he pick? Esav, Kisai Befiv. What is going on over here, Rabbi Isai? How did he not see that Yaakov was the guy? He looked at Yaakov, and you know who he saw? His father. He said, Ish Tam Yoshev Oholim. He's a chesed boy. It's cute. It's nice. Good for Leva Torah. But Esav, he's tricked his father. We know that. But he also had his gvura. Okay, he had physical gvura too. But he also had this perseverance. Of course, famously in our parasha, it says there was another person that was born red. His name was David HaMelech. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave you what we call tendencies, right? Maybe your therapist tell you these stories, right? Right. The question is, what do you do with them? So what if I tell you, I have really bad news for you. You have a tendency towards blood, which means you're going to be a killer. That's what happened to Esav. You could say, what are you talking about? I'm going to be a killer. I could also save people's lives with blood. What do you mean? So Yitzhak wasn't sure. He didn't see that perseverance, that combination that he knew was necessary, which, by the way, would be the midah of Yaakov. We said he's going to combine both of the midos. He's going to be a tferes boy. The emes is, I take chesed and I take perseverance and I get through it. Because that's true emes, Rabbi Sai. True emes is when you really struggled. I was listening, unfortunately, it's a pretty amazing story for a Daniel Hartstein. I never got into podcasts in my life. So not like me. I have so much time driving here. I don't know why I never got into it. A few weeks ago, there was a hack that went on in our communities, the Manalapan Chinese thing. My mother-in-law sends me, she goes, you got to do David Lichtenstein headlines? Oh my God, you're going to love it. It's the first time ever. Unfortunately, on this trip, I've become like addicted to this podcast. This and other ones. When we think about Yaakov, so Rav David Lichtenstein has a few weeks ago, he spoke about tefillah. It was before Yom Noran. He says, you know why tefillah is so hard? Rabbi Moshe Hauer and other people he had on, Popiansky, and he says, because we have everything nowadays. There's no failure. We have everything. What are we going to... We're hungry? Do you know that Rav Cook's wife died of hunger, Rabbi Yisai? His wife died of hunger. I don't understand that. Who's hungry? It's one of the hard things about moving to Eretz Yisrael is that people knock on your door and they literally, you open the door and they say, I don't have any food. You say, how do I live in Beit Shemesh? There's another person in Beit Shemesh who doesn't have food for Shabbos. I'm not joking. We don't have, it's hard to daven. What are you asking for? What do you need it? Oh, I should get 100 on the test. Oh, you know, the Buffalo Bills should be zeicha. They should be able to play again in their stadium. That book. That's what our saga. So we daven for, and that's important to show that I believe everything comes from Hashem. We're not fail. But what happens when you fail? It's hard to turn to your vulnerable and say, "Ah, shkoyach, this made me better." That's the emes of Yaakov. But you say when you go into the real world, and you're in the business world, and you have that challenge. That's when the Baruch Hashem says, new, are you Yaakov? Are you Emes? Are you Gevurah with Chesed? Are you going to keep the money that's illegal? And you say, no, I know this. Shkoyach on the challenge. Shkoyach God. Good try. Or Yetzirah, or whatever you want to call it. I probably say, that's the challenge over here. Rivka knew b'nevuah that Yaakov needed to show his father. It's a different mepharshim, what exactly happened and the trickery that happened. Does his father really know who it was? And he says, oh, you could have Gevurah. He failed. Yaakov was supposed to come out first and he didn't. He was doomed not to take over for the Jewish people. Guess what? People thought that would happen to his father. Avraham Avinu has no children. Yitzhak Avinu now finally gets to take over and God says, okay, it's time to die. And Avraham's like, seriously? Now Esav is going to take over? Yaakov says, we have to do something about it. And that's what Tiferes is. The Rabbeinu Bechaya concludes and says, B'yimos HaMashiach, we're going to be building a lot of wells. Famously, the Gemara says in Shabbos, we know this famous, El Zekru, Banayach El Boinayach. Don't read it as our children, El the builders. We are the future. We're the builders. We're building these spiritual wells. Rabbi said, we always have it. What's a well? A well is a pitfall. Right? You don't see the well, you fall in. The question is, you get up. We all have, Rabbi said, we all have our challenges, certainly in religion. One small example. You commit yourself and you say, you know what? That Rav Hartstein, he's amazing. Tomorrow morning, shkoyach, minyan. And what was the challenge? You don't hear that alarm. Goes off, doesn't go off. Finally, you wake up, you go, that's so weird, my alarm doesn't work. And your roommate's like, dude, it was going off for like 2 hours already. And like, oh, perfect, it's 10 o'clock, I have class now. So now you start walking to class and you say to yourself, oh God, I can't believe I just did this. I thought I was going to go to Minyan today. I'm horrible. I'm terrible. God doesn't even want me to daven tomorrow. Nah, that's the perseverance. That's the failure. So you know what? Shkoyach. Talmud in the yeshiva calls me once and he says, Rebbe, I committed to myself that I will try. I don't want to miss a minyan. Good challenge, he says. From when my year in Israel, some people were able to do this. Right, we had a standing challenge with my children when they were 13, it's easy in Israel, not to miss a minyan. And he says to me that he was in some sporting event. I know this is weird. A sporting event that didn't have Myriv. I think they all have. I don't know where he was already. Maybe he's. I didn't know until there's like the D3 league. Like I didn't even know this was a thing now until Ryan Terrell. Like he brought up, all of a sudden there's kosher food now. I don't know. Is that something? There was no Myriv minyan. So he looked up and he found a Myriv minyan on his way home, 10:30, right off the highway. Shkoyach. He's driving and he feels like $1 million. And he found the minyan. He's going to daven by it, and he's not going to. Now, everybody said, let's think about the streak. The streak's like going on for like 3 months, like big deal, right? Okay. He pulls over. He gets to the shul. He's so excited. Goes up to the door of the shul. It's locked. He goes, this is what happens when you come at 10:28. Shkoyach. Now it's 10:35. The door's still locked, and he's beside himself. What's going on here? Looking all around the shul. Another secret entrance, you know? What we call, you know, back in the olden days, the COVID entrance. Go down and around. Shh, nobody knows about it. The cops don't know. No. Finally, a car passes by. A guy rolls down the window. He goes, you're here for Myriv? He's like, yes. He goes, oh, they haven't had that minion in like a year. Ah, that 10:30 minion. They couldn't get it at it. He drives home. And who does he call? Calls me on the phone. Rebbe, you spoke about the importance of minion. Why would God do this to me? I said, because he's challenging him. Are you going to persevere? Do you have the gevura to say, that's not a challenge? Nah, I'm sorry. I don't know if you've ever had this challenge. I've had it before, more than once. Try to get, I happen to be the person, I know you won't believe this about me, but I'm actually a very shy person. But when it comes to a minion from Myriv, I'm not, Myriv, I'm getting along. And you get everybody together and you're like, Hoshia Samecha, somebody I never knew, some guy, literally, this was funny, on Sunday morning in the SK thing, they wanted to make sure they had a minyan, and they went, Dam Sfardei Akinim Arov Devrasha. Okay.
It works.
It works. I was told that, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaMotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Oh, that's a good one. But then you have to wash, right? Right. Oh, really? Yeah. So I have a joke about, why don't you do the guy, I said to him, what are you doing with Dam Sfardei? Why don't you do Hashia Samecha? He's like, I don't know. I go, I'll tell you why. You know, by the Hasidim, they're very machmir. Hasidim need 20 people for a minyan. You know why? Hashia Samecha, Rechas Nachasacha. Urei, Murei, Murei, Murei. Okay, Shkai. Rabbi joke. Okay, Shkai. So I've had before a minyan, there's 9 people. And you're like, come on, God. At least have no 9? We're so close. And then, you know, the guy in the back, kid with the Sefer Torah, you know, everybody's a lamdan. Maybe. Why would you do this to me? Come on. It's perseverance. It's challenging you. Setting you up for life. How good you feel after. I try. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants of us, to try. And to realize that failure is I'm serious now, the greatest thing that was invented ever. If you like, unlike me, if you like to read books, so you'll find books about the greatest, most successful business people all talk about their failures. And that the greatest thing that ever happened to them was that somebody came up to them and said, you're a loser, you are nothing, you are nobody, and made them grow. I've shared the story about one of the great Tzaddikim of our generation. Steve Harvey says, Steve Harvey tells the story about how when he was a kid, he happens to be a great speaker, when he was a kid, he got made fun of because in class, you had to do a project where you had to draw a picture, well, third grade, of what you want to be when you grow up. Inner city kid, so I don't know, some kids draw pictures of drug dealers, I'm serious, that's it. He said, this one draws a picture, his father's a truck driver. This one, he draws a picture. What is this? Because I want to be a TV star. I want to be on TV one day. Just what, he's a joke? Do you know anybody on TV? No. You're not going to be on TV. Some black kid in the inner city. What's wrong with you? You don't treat this seriously enough. He writes a note home to the father. Sign this paper. Your son thinks that this class is a joke. Comes home to his dad and he tells him. The father looks at him and says, you want to be on TV one day? He's like, yeah. He goes, okay, I'm going to sign this. But I want you to ask your teacher if you can please keep that piece of paper. And every morning when you wake up, I want you to open your drawer and look at that piece of paper. That's what I want you to do. The end of the story is, right? He became quite famous. He doesn't like to talk about it. He's close to a billionaire. Maybe he's a billionaire. I don't know. All those suits. It's an amazing thing. Somebody years ago got an Academy Award, and he got up, and he said, the first person I want to thank, making up a name, is Mrs. Kadopoulos from fifth grade. Shocked in the audience. Who's Mrs. Kadopoulos? Mrs. Kadopoulos, when I was in fifth grade, told me, you will amount to nothing, you will be nothing. And he holds up the award and he says, the lashoness I can't say here. He says, ah! He says, fudge you, lady. It was, but he said, it was because of that I persevered. Because you called me a failure. I've told you the story before. When I used to recruit for Leva Torah, I came to Hafter, and there was one teacher who always was there. Said, I can't believe that you're a rabbi. I can't. Show me your certificate. I can't believe that. I go onto the internet and I print it out at rabbis.com, 1999. Stop. Challenges in our life are perseverance. And Mirza Hashem, we should be zeicha. Like Yitzhak Avinu, to persevere, take the chesed, the emes, tferes, gvura, combine them together. Because at the end of the day, we have all different types of tefillos. Shachris, mincha, mayru for each of the others. As Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik said, they're different tefillos, totally different from each other. Masuach basadas, Yitzhak tefillah. He was down. It's a personal tefillah. Sometimes we don't feel it. We cry to the Rabbanu Shalom. The tefillah of Avram was stood up straight. Different tefillahs. Rabbi, I said it this morning. To daven mincha when shkia is at 4, it's not easy when you're sitting in the business world and the only minyan is at 1:45 and you have to walk 10 blocks to get to it. It's a hard tefillah. But we should be zeicha. The schus avos. We persevere. We build and we rebuild. We forge our own path. And that should lead to that third be'er. The be'er of Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meheir v'yameinu. Amen.